Yeah, he's on the score. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Just got back from the game last night, and it's certainly, you're right, it wasn't pretty last night, but
wait,
I think there was just a couple
long
things.
To get back?
What's that?
It took you that long to get back?
Well, I'm down in Peoria. No, we flew in this morning. We flew over there yesterday, saw the game, and came back. But actually an enjoyable game. It wasn't pretty, like everybody said. Mm-hmm. It came down to who made the fewest errors. But I thought the two big things last night was Hendricks coming back in the third and fourth inning and shutting them down. And, you know, that saved the bullpen two more innings we would have had to find.
Were you surprised he got back in the game?
I was a little surprised because I think he came to bat in the third inning with really nobody on, and he grounded to the hole in short. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yep.
But those were two home runs off of bad pitches, honestly. I thought they were both balls. And then the other thing is Baez is playing the first inning on a drawn-in infield at home to save the run, whereas in the top of the first, Dusty Baker had his infield playing back for Rizzo's ground ball that scored us a run.
That scored Jay. You're right. But it's a critical play in that game because that's the thing about a one-run game. They all matter. And I guess when I think about it, getting back to Peoria isn't like getting back to Chicago, is it?
No.
Because you have that second flight.
Yeah, the connector.
Yeah, I guess I assume because you know Washington and Chicago is so easy, and it's the flight's what, an hour 45.
The Baez play was magnificent. I think we take for granted how special Javi Baez is because when he makes that kind of play, you're like, oh yeah, best arm, you know, maybe in Major League Baseball.
A hell of a tag, and one of the few things Wilson Contreras did really well last night defensively was where and how he set
the placement,
up.
Yeah.
Where his feet were made that thing happen.
He had a clunky series.
Brian Billick, right after an update, and we really have been away from the NFL, so we need this. We need a reset to figure out what's going on this weekend and get his thoughts on Mitchell Trubisky and the new-look Bears, so keep it here.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
It's Cubs and Dodgers for a rematch in the NLCS. Keep listening as we continue to preview the series. Plus, listen for Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 1 tomorrow night. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamp. The Wolves roster features multiple AHL scoring champions in Brett Sterling, Teemu Polkanen, and Brandon Peary. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs are in L.A. after their plane was diverted to Albuquerque this morning due to a health issue involving a player's family member that was on the plane. Game 1 is tomorrow, and coverage on The Score will start at 5 p.m. The ALCS starts tonight with the Astros and Yankees. Dallas Keuchel is opposed by Masahiro Tanaka. Mitch Trubisky's first road start will be Sunday in Baltimore. Marcus Wheaton and John Timu have been ruled out. Hieronis Grissou and Nick Kwiatkowski were limited. And Marcus Cooper and Kyle Long both practiced fully and are expected to play. Zach Miller joins Bernstein and Goff in about an hour. The 49ers have released four-time All-Pro linebacker Navarro Bowman. And in the NBA, the Bulls close their preseason schedule tonight against Toronto at the United Center. The regular season starts Thursday in Toronto. This scoreboard update was brought to you by First American Bank for a free checking account that fits your lifestyle. And your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Amazon is hiring part-time associates in Crest Hill. Apply today at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5 p.m. when the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick, that has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
If you were in charge of an offense that managed 500 yards but just 23 points, how would you spend the next week getting ready for the next game?
I'd fire my coordinator.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Ryan Billick is on Twitter at Coach Billick, and he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You watch him on NFL Network. You read his stuff at NFL.com. And, Brian, the big news here football-wise is week two for the new quarterback who finally got his feet wet and actually looked the part.
Oh, he looked great. I'm excited about the way Mitchell Trubisky looked. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, he's going to have rookie-esque numbers. But even that late interception throw, I'm excited about that because, you know, it's like the old Paul Simon song. The only things you can call your own are your mistakes. And you have to make those kind of mistakes. And he's going to learn from that. He's going to be better for it. I thought he looked poised. I think he looked under control. I was excited about his first start.
How much of it, the process being it, how much of the process is a guy seeing things and learning from him, or the coaches, staff, and the people around him preparing for those things and them not happening?
Well, I mean, both. I mean, obviously you're going to try to find a comfort zone for him early because you want to have success. But by the same token, you're going to press the limits of it. I think you can see this in Deshaun Watson. And the way he's evolved, he started off, he's top of the drop, not there, pull it down and take off and run. But he started to evolve. And you can actually see him getting more comfortable in the pocket and making those types of plays. And you can only do that by playing. And it's not going to be perfect. I think you look at Carson Wentz, his numbers last year were very rookie-esque, approached about 60%, had a couple more. I think he had 16 touchdowns to 14 interceptions, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he's on pace to double that now. With fewer than 600 throws, better than 4,000 yards, double the touchdowns, and cut his interception ratio in half. So there is that kind of progression. And he had a solid rookie year, not a spectacular, but a solid one. I imagine Mitchell Trubisky, again, with the supporting cast around him. I don't know if it's going to translate to a lot of wins, but there's going to be a learning curve there, and there are going to be numbers that show that, yeah, he is getting it, he is learning, that are going to be a springboard for him in 2018.
But we're talking about quarterbacking, another big game that's coming up this week with the Steelers and the Chiefs. Steelers 3-2, the Chiefs are 5-0. Ben Roethlisberger, after his, five-interception performance, said something like, I don't know if I have it anymore, in this rare moment of self-doubt. Is he losing it? Is that a fair self-assessment? Is it something you had seen and thought, or something for which you're now on the lookout?
No, he's going to be fine. You know, now, having said that, and we know he's been back before. He's had a multiple interception game, three interception game, come back and throw five or six touchdowns the next couple games. I went back and I was actually going to do a piece for my playbook show on the NFL Network. I was going to go through the interceptions and say, okay, this is why it happened. But I went through it, and you could see the exact same throw that were big plays in the same game. So, and sometimes it just happens. I'm not excusing that. I'll also say, though, if you're thinking about retiring, then you're retired. And that would concern me about what is his mindset. I think that was an emotional response. He walked it back later in the week. And that actually kind of burred up that people actually listened to him. Like, well, you're just making that up. So there's a lot going on. But they're just too talented offensively to not be more productive than they are right now. They're going to get a test this week against a very good Kansas City team.
What is your offensive eye seeing right now stylistically in the NFL, where this is the trend that you see happening or getting ready to happen? I mean, for a while it was cover two beaters and tight ends going up the seam and having that matchup against a linebacker or a safety. Then we got the bubble screen stuff close to the line of scrimmage. You get the gadget plays.
Got something on my list, so I'm very curious of what this answer is.
Yeah, what do you see? What's happening? What are some of the trends that you're seeing a lot of that you're like, oh, okay, this is what the league is doing?
Well, clearly the game has opened up a little bit. You see what's going on in Kansas City and some of the trick things, the jet sweeps and the ghost sweeps. And how new and inventive. This is Delaware King football. You go back to Tubby Raymond, and, I mean, that's what this is. And it's great, and they're executing it beautifully. So the game has opened up a little bit, not necessarily like the college game per se, because there's still the elements of the drawback that you have to be good at. That is going to continue to expand unless you've got a guy like a LeGarrette Blount that you can pound away like the Philadelphia Eagles do. If you have a guy like that, then you're going to push that advantage. But if you don't have that big anvil, so to speak, you're going to try to use the trickeration a little bit more. The difference, and Kansas City's been doing this for a while. The only difference is they're also now getting the big plays down the field.
You made me feel smart because my mental note for so far this year, my first answer to that would have been the ghost action in the backfield
to try to
hold a linebacker. And it's funny. It's like every 15 years or so, that comes back into vogue. It's like lapel width or the width of a tie.
Double-breasted suits.
Right, exactly. Just for some reason, offensive coordinators find that it becomes successful to try to move a linebacker's eyes a little bit with that guy in the backfield.
Well, it's like the counter tread, the old famous Washington Redskins counter tread that was fabulously successful under Joe Gibbs in Washington. And then teams, once you see it every week, you kind of get used to it and you learn to play it better. So it kind of dries up. And then once it dries up, somebody will resurrect it and bring it back. And you haven't seen a lot, and it'll go back to being successful again. You're seeing the counter game kind of getting back in vogue. You're seeing the old boot and waggles play fake, roll to the other side, have a vertical crossing route from the backside and a flat. Bill Walsh for years said, well, that's dried up. Nobody can do that anymore because nobody plays it too well. Well, it's kind of gotten back in vogue, and people begin to play it better, defenses, because they see it a lot, and then it will dry up again. So you're right. Everything goes. I haven't seen anything new in 4 years.
How about the Bears 2-point conversion that Dowell Loggins drew? Oh, that was just that to me. That's just like X and O porn right there. And then he says that it was actually he saw it run by Les Steckel when he was running the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was Mike Allstott was in the middle of that play.
Yeah, and like I said, there's nothing new in this league. There's nothing that hasn't been used before. And the key is when are you going to use it? You're going to use it when you're a bad football team. And what are you going to do, lose another game? Or you've been winning a lot of games, you're up by a lot of points. So, yeah, let's run this play.
Let's get back to rookie quarterbacks here because the Cleveland Browns are doing something that I find curious. I feel like when you draft a guy, you let him take his lumps. And you mess around and make sure that you're protecting him physically. But if he's going to throw picks and if he's going to make bad reads, you gotta make sure that you're not making those same mistakes, and two, you're coaching it out of them. Is there a point where a rookie quarterback can get ruined, not physically, but by allowing him to continue to make the same mistakes over and over? Like, what am I not getting with the Cleveland Browns situation right now?
Well, yeah, and that's a tough one because it's hard going back now. And it's, you know, they all say the same thing. Yeah, we're going to put on the side, let him watch for a little bit. He'll learn from that. He's not going to learn squat standing on the sideline. All we've learned is he's not ready to play quarterback in the National Football League. Now, that doesn't mean he won't come back around. And it may be this year. But once you sit a guy down like that, you're kind of done. Now, if you're in Cleveland's position where you haven't won a game and may not win a game, yeah, you can do whatever you want. But if you're viably trying to win games, that's a different equation. What it's underlining is that probably Deshaun Watson, Sean Kizer, is not going to be the guy. And you're probably going to be in a position to draft one of these young guys.
I mentioned to my co-host and the rest of the people on the show and some of the listeners that the best defensive player I've seen in the last 6 weeks has not been a guy that goes and gets the quarterback, but a guy who defends the pass in Jalen Ramsey. When you see a corner taking that leap and you're a guy who's, you know, was paid to pick out the weak links on defenses, when you can have a corner shut that side of the field down, what does it do to the rest of the defense? And do you agree that he is put himself in that elite category?
Well, he's getting there. I don't know that I put him there yet, but he's getting there. I did a piece on him on Playbook where you could see he's gotten to the point where he's good enough. He'll bait a quarterback. He'll let that skinny post get in there, and it's a top of the drop throw, and the quarterback thinks he's got a clear shot. He'll lay back just enough and then undercut it and intercept the ball. I saw him do that twice. And that's going to be a matchup with him and Sammy Watkins this week to see how he does that. So, yeah, I don't disagree with you that he's on a path to do that. I don't know if he's quite there yet to where you don't go in the game and go, hey, I'm staying away from this guy. But he's on that path, and he's a tremendous – remember, you know, what was the 8th pick of the draft? A lot of people thought he was the best player in last year's draft.
Yeah. All right, so this is what I want to know, though, because I follow you on Twitter, and there's this thing called the Annapolis Boat Show, and this guy's got like a 7 figures worth of boats that he's selling. Those can't be all your boats, because who would own more than one of the
villages?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are those your boats?
I am sitting on a 51 Sea Ray at the Annapolis Boat Show, looking at hundreds of boats. Life's good, man. I'll tell you what. No, actually, I own a small brokerage with a buddy of mine, and we have a good number of boats. It's fun. I get to try them all out. That's why I do it. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. He's the brains.
I'm just the pretty face and the money.
Ah, okay. Okay. I thought these were like all yours, like owned flat out. And
Tony
thinking,
Montana Billy.
Yeah, like landed helicopters on like Dr. Dre or something like that. But I see you've got a consortium, a business interest.
It's all business, brother.
What's the nicest boat you've ever been on?
Oh, been on or owned?
Both.
I've been on. We currently have a 52 Sabre that I actually love. It's called a Down East Style Express boat. Beautiful boat with the teak and we've had that one for about a year now. It is fabulous. I've been on I've been on a couple of these mega yachts that like you can't believe. I mean, it's stunning. But you got to have a crew of four. I don't want a boat that I can't captain myself. If I can't captain it, I don't want it. And so, you know, I'm comfortable up to about a 75-foot boat. Beyond that, it's getting above my pay grade.
All right, we could take some days off and, you know, handle that thing.
Hey, do
for
it, man. We'll get you out here on the Chesapeake. Go get some crabs. There's nothing like being on the Chesapeake Bay, I promise you.
All right, before we let you go, tell us a little bit about what's going on with the fine folks at SeatGeek.
Yeah, a lot going on, obviously, with the NFL. NBA's beginning to start up. You got Major League Baseball in full swing. You go to SeatGeek.com. Whatever your ticket needs are, you guys know this. Get the SeatGeek app. I tell you, people, you get it. You love it. It gives you the value of the ticket that you're going to get, good buy, bad buy. Best thing is, every transaction on SeatGeek.com is 100% guaranteed. And, of course, you got that promo code Billick going to get $20 off your first transaction.
Brian, thanks as always. Look forward to talking next week.
Hi, guys.
That is Brian Billick.
All right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, some of these things were pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
some of these
lifestyle, a little rich and famous type stuff.
Hey, you know, he's done very well for himself.
Every time I've been on a boat, I've had a great time. Like
I've
never had a bad. I've only been on a boat like maybe a dozen times, but every time I was either going somewhere to have a good time or having a great time while on that boat.
And never motion sick, never
no.
seasick.
No.
Oh, you're a lucky, lucky man.
Well, yeah, I know you deal with that.
Oh,
yeah,
boy. I gotta be drugged up.
That's
big boat.
That's unfortunate, man.
Some people are prone to it. It's just really
going
pronounced.
On with the equilibrium.
I think it has to do with the...
Is it inner ear?
It's the semicircular canals and the little cilia on the inside and the way the fluid hits the interior of the semicircular canals. But everybody's got some sort of folk remedy for how to do it. Just stare at the horizon. No, I'll stare at the horizon, throw up all over the place, and have the next 72 hours ruined.
Yeah, my dad threw me in the Gulf of Mexico when I was like 5 years old.
I heard that. So yeah. Swim. Yeah.
Learn how to swim right now. So
and there's a shark over there.
We kind of had to get acclimated to not only the sea life, but also boat life as well.
All right, I want to get back to Cubs stuff, too, because Zach Miller is going to join us.
Yeah.
He is coming up at 5 o'clock. Looking forward to that. I just want to talk about the two-point conversion.
It was a great play.
That's okay.
It's a great play.
Oh, it's
a beautiful play.
Yes, it was.
When it gets pulled off and executed correctly, and then you're happy it happened on your team.
Our live video stream at 670thescore.com. Watch 670thescore.com is brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle. And this segment's brought to you by Amazon. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Apply to be a part-time associate in Crest Hill at amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
I want to talk to you and the peeps about this Dodgers team because we're going to see some playoff baseball tomorrow. We're going to hear some playoff baseball as well right here on 670 The Score.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
Can you believe it? A rematch of Cubs and Dodgers in the NLCS. Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, middays 9 to 1. We're continuing to talk Cubs to get you ready for the series. Plus, hear Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 1 tomorrow night. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Three things: Dodgers, Cubs, NLCS. Don't call it a sequel. Sequels were a big waste of time. Speed 2, The Godfather Part 3, especially Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. Let's go ahead and call this a rematch, because rematches are awesome. McGregor Diaz, McEnroe Borg, Ali Frazier. Look, you know me, I don't root ever for anything other than something to talk about. And the Cubs-Dodgers rematch in the NLCS is something to get hyped on. They'll never say it, but these two heavyweights want each other badly. The Cubs may be the defending champs, but the Dodgers have the edge. They're the better team, with the best record, the home field advantage, and Joe Maddon had to burn through his rotation to get out of the district alive. Did you see how happy they were and how they celebrated when they won? They both want it, but the Dodgers need it. I'm Jim Rome.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard.
Put some pow into your house with the bright scents of Pinel and Cleaner. Our zesty lemon adds a zing to your kitchen clean. Our lively lavender lights up any living room. And flourishing floral makes bedrooms bounce. Fight dirt, cut grease, and add some ooh with the long-lasting scents of Pinel and Max Aromas Multi-Purpose Cleaner. Six new scents for a vibrant clean. Make your room pop. Clean bright with Pinel. Available at Walmart.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Kreutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
Italian beef, Clorox bleach, and Stubbs barbecue sauces. Contest rules at tailgatethrowdown.com.
Sunday on 60 Minutes, there's a painkiller abuse crisis in America.
This is an industry that's out of control. They want to do what they want to do and not worry about what the law is.
So why isn't the DEA cracking down on the opioid epidemic? A high-ranking whistleblower comes forward and says it's been undermined by Washington at its worst.
Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Never.
A 60 Minutes Washington Post investigation. Sunday, only on CBS.
HomeFitness.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
You know, they just came out on top this time. And like I said, you know, they're a great team and, you know, all the best to them.
Dusty's obviously another guy who's got a long time without the title. Obviously, there's the weight on our contract. I'm not sure. What's your kind of take on him and him coming back, not coming back?
I mean, I think that just, you know, decision was made from up top. You know, I don't. Don't want to comment on that, really. So, just come from up top.
Well, that's not exactly a powerful endorsement of Dusty Baker by Bryce Harper.
Johnny Black is my man.
No, that's I mean,
that's tough. Bryce is out of there, though.
See,
you got one more year,
or you trade him. I mean, you have to
trade him before the deadline.
Yeah, you have to consider getting something rather than nothing. Even
if
though
you trade
never
him, you got to do it in the offseason. Then
you can never
can't
get
do
returned.
It during the season. Because right. What if he blows up during the season? Where it's like, oh my God, how can you trade this guy? We're in a pennant push. Like, if you're gonna do it in the offseason. You know, and you make your bones there.
It's weird though, because it's not like the White Sox and Chris Sale and Quintana and Adam Eaton, because right. you're coming off. You're still in the middle of this run here, so it makes it very, very strange.
Who has done something like that?
You're
talking Mariners, A-Rod? Because didn't the Mariners have their terrific season after A-Rod left?
I'm trying to remember exactly where they were in the development of those teams. I think
the Mariners had like an awesome season after A-Rod left, but that's not why you called.
Was it A-Rod and Griffey in back-to-back years?
It was, wasn't it?
I think Griffey was 2000 to Cincinnati, and then 2001 was A-Rod to Texas, and then
to
they
Texas?
Won 116 games.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, maybe they could look at that blueprint. Well, they had
to sign Ichiro.
Yeah, right. And have Freddie Garcia be awesome for a long time and trade Carlos Guillen for him and all of, remember Carlos Guillen? So this is what I'm looking at here with this Dodgers thing. We mentioned Cody Bellinger, right? Kenta Maeda is now in the bullpen and he's pitching well for them. Yasiel Puig has got his act together. Dave Roberts is a big fan all of a sudden.
Justin Turner was a monster this year.
Terrific player.
It's another guy you could legitimately say you can't let him beat you either.
If I'm the Dodgers, knowing that Clayton Kershaw has had the boom goes the dynamite potential on you more than you would like to think for a top flight best pitcher in the game.
One
type
of the best
guy.
Pitchers ever walked the face of the earth. Yeah.
Do you mess around and go twice through the rotation and say, all right, we got what we needed out of Clayton Kershaw? Or do you allow him to go eight innings and then next thing you know, you get that one bad inning from Clayton Kershaw and you know, how many times is he going to ask himself, hey, how many times am I going to be here and pitch this way?
I think I would use the sample size argument and say a good pitcher is a good pitcher, a great pitcher is a great pitcher, and just because he has had playoff problems, it's not necessarily predictive of future playoff problems, and I'm not going to manage scared with Clayton Kershaw.
I'm not saying you manage scared, but be very aware of it, right? He hasn't had the type of playoff success that you expect for a pitcher of his caliber.
Well, because the matchups get different in the playoffs, and they're just I know
all the reasons.
I think given
we just saw two better than you games from Steven Strasburg, Clayton Kershaw should have a lot more of those better than you games than he has on his resume.
And he probably will, given a big enough sample. Because, you know,
I'm not saying, yeah, we're looking for five and fly out of him if you're the Dodgers, but, you know, seeing the way bullpens are worked nowadays, understanding what guys
coming
back.
You've
got
to build that bridge to Kenley Jansen, too. You don't want to start working over arms.
Maeda has been terrific, man.
I'm not worried about Kenta Maeda against the Cubs. They waxed his ass for him.
As a starter, when we see a guy, you know, say, hey, I gotta save the off-speed stuff for the third time through the lineup. You haven't seen Kenta Maeda, you know, redlining it and saying, I got two innings, I'm going to give you everything I got. Not saying that he's great, but he has pitched well for them out of the pen.
In Lake Bluff, it's Sam. He's on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call and joining today's show. I wanted to add on regarding last night's game and had a quick question. So I'm glad Stonecutter chimed in earlier on this just absolute clusterfuck of a game. I mean, one thing you forgot to mention, I thought, was the 5 hours of soul-crushing broadcasts and how this error-filled, like, oddly managed series could only be covered by the talents of Ernie Johnson and Ron Darling. I mean, it's like Vaughn's ability to take a pair of tweezers into my ears and pluck brain cells out one by one. It's just epitomized it all. So now, going to the NLCS, we're looking at Ernie being replaced with Brian Anderson, the Brewers caster, and I'm just thinking, like, it's going to be nothing but anti-Cub blathering out about Washington woulda, coulda, shoulda. And it's a question for you guys, and pardon my ignorance if you guys have said this already, but how's the guy supposed to watch the game, TV's on mute, and still get Pat and Ron streaming?
If you there is a way to time it up, but not streaming because that's controlled by MLB, so
right.
You can't stream it. But you can
stream the radio app on MLB, the MLB TV app
by
MLB Radio. You can stream a local call on the radio side, not TV side though.
Okay,
but do you have to pay for it or?
Yeah, you got to pay for it. It might be like a pro rate at this point in the year, but you can get the radio call, just not TV feed.
The postseason package, all right. And if you just want to listen on the radio, just pause your DVR and then try to sync it up there.
And also, I think Brian Anderson's enough of a professional that I don't think you're going to be getting Washington woulda, coulda, shoulda, and pro Brewers
unless
stuff.
You're listening for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we got to let that
usually,
go.
Usually when people complain about broadcasters is because they're listening for something.
Yeah, we got to let that go.
You mentioned something from the last series? This isn't that series anymore. I'm angry.
There are a lot of national broadcasters that have regular gigs with a team. It doesn't mean they hate your team.
Right.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Wolves roster features multiple former AHL scoring champions in Brett Sterling, Teemu Polkkanen, and Brandon Peary. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs are in L.A. after their plane was diverted to Albuquerque this morning due to a health issue involving a player's family member that was on the plane. Game 1's tomorrow, an extended pregame show on The Score starts at 5 p.m. The ALCS starts tonight in Houston. Dallas Keuchel is on the bump for the Astros, and he's opposed by Masahiro Tanaka of the Yankees. The Bears have their Mitch Trubisky's first road start in this Sunday in Baltimore. Marcus Wheaton and John Timu have been ruled out. Hieronymus Grissu and Nick Kwiatkowski were limited in practice. Kyle Long and Marcus Cooper both practiced fully and are expected to play. Zach Miller joins Bernstein and Goff at 5. The 49ers have released four-time All-Pro linebacker Navarro Bowman. And in the NBA, the Bulls close their preseason tonight against Toronto at the UC. The regular season starts on Thursday in Toronto against the Raptors. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. The Lakeside Bank Women First Education Awards are Wednesday, October 25th. Female student chefs from Kendall College will cook and compete for $10,000 in Lakeside scholarships. Join them to taste and vote. Go to lakesidebank.com for details and tickets. And listen to 670 The Score for all your Chicago Cubs coverage, including our weekly front office show with Theo Epstein or Jed Hoyer, brought to you by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5 p.m. when the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Camp.
What, did we say something wrong? Because all of a sudden the phone started to go crazy.
Oh.
And usually the... You said something wrong, and I'm calling to correct them.
Or maybe they think we're giving away something. Well, giving away something here.
We are, actually.
Live on site, actually.
Yeah, starting to fill up at Mike and Denise's. Come start your weekend. Why the hell not? It's 4:30. You're not
nothing to do.
Yeah, you're not going to get anything accomplished at work.
The next half an hour.
And we've got plenty of room for you here where you can say, look, it's Friday, and I just want a couple of cold Bud Lights and a chance to win some Blackhawks tickets.
Yeah, I just bought 10 beers for the peeps. Our guys are out there hanging out. These three back here.
Oh, my God. They have not stopped.
Those two started before we got here.
And it's been like they keep bringing shots over there. It's like
Bud Light flowing.
They've had full beers the entire time, mm-hmm. and then shot after shot after shot.
The big fat guy has to be dead because he's not here anymore.
Yeah, well, I think he had like a restraining order or something, or his ankle bracelet needed adjusting.
Maybe he had a grabber or something.
No,
or a grobber.
Not a grobber. Yeah, we've been through that. No, but yeah, it's been hours upon hours.
No, like no joke. Like they haven't let a glass get dry in this place. Like as soon as one beer is done, another one is coming for them. And God bless them. I mean, if they've got a designated driver, and our guy Eric over here has volunteered to do that. By the way, for anybody who's just showing up, our promotions guy, his first remote, his name is Eric. He will drive everyone home. So get as slammed as you want, you know.
Well, Brett Lyons has done that at remotes before.
Has he?
He took Bob from Niles home. Do you remember that story?
No, I was going probably.
We were in Niles over near the golf club over off of Howard.
Okay.
And Bob from Niles showed up. And we hung out. You know, we put him on the air. We got him a pizza. And he...
got him a pizza.
And he was waiting outside for a bus. At what he thought was a bus stop. And we were watching him, and he's out there for like a half an hour.
Oh, no.
Hello there!
And there was no bus.
Giving movie reviews to people that weren't around.
It wasn't a bus stop, and there was no bus. So we brought him back in, and Brett Lyons drove him back to his facility.
For a little yaha time?
And when he went back, he apparently was AWOL. Because the nurse, the nurse at the front said, "Well, Robert, what are you doing out?" And I think Brett covered for him, and I don't know what he said.
I'm his grandson.
Hey, you're right. No, he's not snitching on Bob.
No.
So
snitches get stitches.
Right. So they got him. They got him back in there and taken care of. So there is precedent for people being sent on chauffeur duty.
Brett. He drove me home during the worst snowstorm that we experienced about 6 years ago. Yeah, so shout out to Brett being a stand-up guy on all levels.
I just saw this story posted by our guy Paul Sullivan in the Tribune today when we were having this discussion earlier, and people were having their feelings hurt because you dare say it wasn't a very good baseball game and it wasn't a very well-played game.
Because it wasn't.
This is great. This is guess who said this? That's the only clinching game I'm never going to watch a single highlight of. I'm never going to watch a video of it. I don't even think it really happened.
Kyle Hendricks.
Theo Epstein.
Oh, well, there you have it.
There you go.
Your baseball Jesus.
That is the president of baseball operations of the Cubs. It says, I'm never going to watch a single highlight of it. I'm never going to watch a video of it.
Yeah, kick him out of your baseball club.
There you go. He's not in the club anymore.
Yeah.
John's in Pilsen. He's on the score. Guys.
Hello, John.
How are you, gentlemen? How are you doing today?
Good, man.
Listen, I'm a baseball fan, but I'm not really that good of a statistic guy. But anyway, this morning, as I do every morning, I was listening to the two gentlemen that are on in the morning that get off.
Mully and Hanley.
They finish at 9.
Mully and Hanley.
Yes,
right.
Mulligan and Brian Hanley.
Right, okay. And then somebody else comes on at 9, too. I don't know. Time.
Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Okay.
Would you like the rest of the lineup?
And you'll probably be able to listen to the tape. I think you guys have maintained tapes of the shows. But anyway, they were calling the reliever Davis. They were calling him a god. They were calling him a monster. They were saying he's put together. He's this. He's that. He's the only guy selected for the All-Star game from the Cubs. And last year's lineup,
John, before you continue, were they doing it tongue in cheek?
No, they were saying.
So Mike Mulligan and Brian Hanley were calling Wade Davis a god, literally.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And when I listened to them, I said, "Wait a minute, I'm not a baseball fanatic freak, but I know enough to question." wasn't he the same guy that served up a bases loaded grand slam to somebody?
To somebody?
Recently, 2 days ago, like, or whatever. Day
John, was? do you have a metal plate in your head?
What was it? Was he the guy that served up a grand slam?
Okay, John, what's your point?
My point is, how can somebody call a guy a god, a perfect pitcher, one of the most prolific pitchers ever, when he served up a grand slam to a guy?
John, thank you very much for your call, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Why does this not happen to anyone else on this station? I listen all damn day. None of this happens.
It's been like this for 20 years.
Well, damn it, something's got to change. The old man is in retirement. He's writing books. You know, he's going on a book tour. Why didn't these people go on a book tour with Terry?
Oh, they will. Oh, don't you have any doubt for a second. When he starts hosting parties and signing those books, it's a line out the door of these people.
What's going on today?
It's not just today.
What's happening out here?
It's okay.
Is there a special phone line for the touched and touched? Tethered and scattered, smothered, right, and covered.
Well, all I know is I see some names up here, and more coming.
Is Mick Shipley doing this on purpose?
Look, it's independent of who's screening. More's coming. More's coming real soon.
That was a legit call that waited for 15 minutes on hold to talk to us about Mullie and Hamlin calling a closer a god
because he threw 44 pitches and a clincher in the playoffs. You have the score.
This is Kyle Hendricks. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of Cubs.
Coverage brought to you by State Farm. Proud.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullie and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mullie and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Top of the hour, we're going to talk to Zach Miller. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show right here on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. We are live out in Aurora, courtesy of Bud Light. The Bud Light is flowing. You can clap. It's all good.
Yeah. It's okay. You can applaud yourself.
Together. Yeah, you know, you look good out there. Everybody's hanging out with our fellows. Our guys over here.
Those guys win the award,
those
man.
Dudes.
Those are your
I want to party with those
champs
guys
today.
Day. Yeah.
That was hardcore. And Jason said they're celebrating
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they're either celebrating a divorce or a marriage. One of the two.
No, Mike.
Those dudes
no.
have been pounding it for a long time.
My
so
call
to speak.
Was, it's just Friday.
Yeah, it's just Friday for them.
And that is a...
celebrating friendship? Oh, that means somebody's going to jail soon. that's what that means. Yeah, somebody's going away. And I can guess who it is. No. Yeah, the most dangerous one is always the one white dude hanging with three brothers. So you got to be careful.
This segment's brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Should we keep pushing buttons?
Hey, man, it's your world. Squirrel, I'm here to six.
In Mayfield, Kentucky, here's Lyndon.
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for letting me come on the show.
Well, right.
Talk on the show. Hey, last night's games, it seems like sometimes you watch the games and, like, does anyone ever just say, Joe, that's not a good decision? Because it just seems like when you watch it, it just seems like there's nobody ever, like, consults Joe to say, hey, that's not a good idea.
So you're talking about in the dugout with him, like Dave Martinez or
Aaron. Yeah, it's like, okay. You know, it's like, okay. I mean, some of the pitching decisions and, you know, you're like, I mean, you see it throughout the year and everybody talks about it, but like, you think Theo should have like a stop button or something.
No, Theo's talked about it before, and Theo has admitted that during games there are times where...
6-7!
He did. He mentioned last year's World Series game where Joe makes decisions and Theo goes, what the bleep is he doing?
I hope this works.
Right.
For everyone's sake.
But it's still outcome-based. I heard Jonah Carey talking about it on the midday show today, and it's how I feel sometimes about criticizing managerial decisions. Sometimes they work even though it's wrong, and sometimes they blow up in your face even if it's right, but I will say this, man, Joe Maddon as a Cub has become like a cat. Man, you can drop him from anywhere. He lands on his feet.
Damn right.
That guy can fall up a staircase.
Damn right.
It is
Midas touch.
He's got something there, and I don't know if it's just dumb luck or if it's just a way of how he's outsmarted the system. But it's
the baseball gods, you know, helping him out after toiling in Tampa Bay all those years.
But Cubs fans are never all of your century of misery. Everything you went through.
Oh, he's dancing on a razor blade.
Hey.
He's dancing on a razor blade with a lot of Cubs fans. Like, Cubs fans are like, yes, we finally have the 25 men that can take us to the promised land. And Joe's sitting there playing double dutch with Chance. Like, oh, don't worry. Hold my beer. let me show you how a real player does this. No, it is. I'm sure it could be maddening, with no pun intended. But, yeah, he's got you three league championship series visits and a World Series. So, in the micro, we do what we do. But in the macro, all he has to do is point to that ring finger.
Oh, and he will.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, no doubt. Yeah, there's nobody that likes to let you know you can question me, but I'm still smarter than you, and I got a ring better than Joe Madden has done it.
He's got an answer. You know, there's always a reasonable answer.
Like, Q will laugh at you when you talk about the blender and the young kids. Q will laugh at you in that gruff hockey way, and they're like, all right, I can't be mad at this guy. This guy's got a belt of whiskey in him already. Like, I got to like this guy. Joe's kind of like a baseball pimp. Like he's just telling you to go out there and do all the wrong things with your feelings and come back and bring me my money, which is your feelings and a championship. It's pretty much what it is. Like, Joe's like, oh, yeah, you like these clothes? You like this van? Yeah, go out there and sell yourself for a little while. I'll change your life. Meet me at the top of the corner right there and have my money waiting for me. Like, Joe's got that vibe to him. If this was anybody, like, if this was an old crusty dude, like, say this was, I don't want to call Bud Black crusty or Bochy. Like, say it was Bochy, but with these results, you'd be like, oh, that hard ass, that guy. But Joe's charisma and everything that he kind of splashes on you, that makes people go, okay, I guess.
Well, that's like what, you remember Zimmer? When the year of the boys of Zimmer, when he was doing all sorts of things, where his dumbest moves all worked.
And he was yoasting himself.
But it became a thing. Like, what the hell is he? Oh, wow! He's playing three-dimensional chess. No, he wasn't.
Baseball Yoda.
He had a year, and then he went back to being Don Zimmer, and then he was a bench coach.
It's a beautiful game, man.
Sometimes it happens.
For the extended period of time, though, after a while, like I said, anybody can bury Switzer a team.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just take a team that's ready to rock, you press play and win something.
We come not to bury Switzer, but to praise him.
You're an idiot. But after a while, like, this is 3 years now. And, of course, his tenure in Tampa, where it's like, hey, whatever it is, it works. Even though in that moment you could pulling your hair out watching him make some of these moves.
And I think what some people would tell you is that maybe Joe's moves that are off the percentages a little bit. And the truth is, most managerial decisions are only shaving the edges of the percentages, right? Most of them are like 55-45 for a big decision.
Here's the number, right? But here's how I'm feeling. The number will dictate it more.
And I'll put it this way. If I were arguing on behalf of Madden and a method to the Maddenness, I would say that the belief that he instills in his players and the trust level that's there might make that 45% shot a better bet than for a replacement manager because of what he might getting out of a player in a moment.
I can dig it.
Because of development, because of trust, because of the way he's handled the team, he may just be more likely to have some margin of error on decision-making because of a likelihood of performance.
I can understand that.
That would be my argument in his favor in that regard, and trying to be completely fair about it. Southside, Robert, you're on the score.
Hey, how you guys? I got a different take on this. That's just one play. I mean, the first inning kind of set the tone when Gonzalez threw the ether pitch. But this inning, when Bios hit the plate, because I think it's just dumb luck, in my opinion, just dumb luck. When the ball got past the catcher, it was a pass ball, and he grazed the catcher, and he should have been out, shouldn't he?
I mean, now, that's one interpretation of that rule. That. Yeah, we've been through it. It's a complicated rule where it does involve the judgment of the umpire determining whether or not that contact of the bat to the face affected the play.
And, of course, it happened to Dusty because Dusty has learned and mastered the way of losing every single clinching game without fail.
Ten
straight.
In a row.
Ten straight times. There's been an elimination game.
Four different teams.
And Dusty's like, hey, where's my L? I'm waiting for my L.
Dude, where's my L?
Dude, this L is lukewarm, dude.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. We are going to hear from Zach Miller, the Bears tight end, who is always fun when he joins this show to talk Bears football, and we'll discuss the game coming up against the Ravens and the greatest two-point conversion ever run, of which he was a part. That is after the top of the hour on the score.
The last time the Cubs played the Dodgers in the NLCS.
The Cubs are going to the World Series. The Cubs win the pennant.
Now
they're ready to do it again.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series.
We'll have every exciting moment of every game with Pat and Ron's Hometown Call. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And you need to fall asleep even easier because it's fall and you should be falling asleep. And you can now at the Fall Asleep Sale because you can get the mattress that you need from Mattress Firm. The holidays are coming up. They're giving you a chance to prep the guest room for friends or family because when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you will get another mattress, 50% off. What are you doing over here?
I'm getting closer to you because my reads aren't coming up on my laptop. I can't get close to
this
you.
This is weird.
This is like when
Bruce Springsteen and Steve Van Zandt sing into
the same microphone. Yeah. There's a lot of eroticism going on there. But this is a Mattress Firm commercial, and the reason why we love Mattress Firm is because they have a ton of mattresses for you. They have the Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress for just $474.99, or you can choose from over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99, and you can sleep at the perfect temperature when you get the new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice. For just $50 a month for 60 months. Wouldn't you like black ice in your bed?
And a black and mild. No, don't smoke it.
And black guys.
Why wait any longer? Come in, find your perfect mattress. Plus, don't pay a cent of interest because you'll get 0% APR for 5 years. That's 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. But you got to go in. You can't just listen to us talk about the different mattresses.
You got to do it.
You got to go in and lie down on all these mattresses and figure it out. It might sound kind of complicated when we talk about all this technology.
Crazy.
It's easy, and the mattress professional will make sure you get exactly what fits your sleep style. So go in right now. The Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sunday on 60 Minutes, there's a painkiller abuse crisis in America.
This is an industry that's out of control. They want to do what they want to do and not worry about what the law is.
So why isn't the DEA cracking down on the opioid epidemic? A high-ranking whistleblower comes forward and says it's been undermined by Washington at its worst.
Had you ever seen anything like that before?
Never.
A 60 Minutes Washington Post investigation, Sunday, only on CBS.
Heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings.